Welcome back to Lala Beans. This is your host, Lala. This is episode 14, and I'm sitting here with the very colorful Kara Mosier, self-proclaimed quantum awakener and author of Here Comes Trouble, a memoir which we'll be publishing June 21st. She also has a YouTube channel with guided musical meditations. If you want to find her, Kara, can you tell me where they can find this?
Yeah, just YouTube is just Kara Mosier. And then on Instagram, Here Comes Trouble with little XO at the end, because Here Comes Trouble is taken. And not really, because this is a lot of trouble here. But, you know, it's fitting to have a little love in there. And I'm also Kara Helen Mosier on Instagram. But I'm mostly like, if you want to contact me, you can find me on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here with me.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome. I feel like I'm in Florida in the free place. No, Texas just joined. I'm in Texas, but you know,
I was going to say, where are you? Where
in Texas? I'm on the solar plate in Austin, Texas, just like the pyramids.
I was just there.
Oh, you really?
Mm-hmm. I was there for work, and it was very, very shocking to me being in such a red state and seeing the, I mean, I got escorted out of an outdoor park for not wearing a mask.
Oh, wow. So. Yeah. That sounds like Austin. It's wild because Texas just lifted the ban, like the statewide, and then now Austin had went to court or something, and now the mask ban's back here. It's like they are choosing it, and it's wild. Yeah,
that's the thing about the whole mask mandates and all of that. It's and even the vaccines now, with the vaccine passports being talked about, it's an illusion of freedom. Mm-hmm. Where Florida has had the mask mandate lifted for months, but in my town, the businesses still require it. So
yeah, it's a split, girl. This is ascension. This is the split that's been prophesized for a long time as the age of Aquarius rolled in. There's new energies here, and we've been living in this third dimension of dualism, which is based on fear and suffering and this and that, black and white, mask, no mask, vax, no vax. And then the fourth dimension is like where magic happens, and I guess time exists and stuff. But then the fifth dimension rolled in. And so now this is a place of an expansion of love and non-judgment and compassion. And I know it's a real thing because I lived like stuck in the fucking third dimension for 37 years. And then I had what I'm calling my quantum awakening, where I woke up and I saw the amount of love expand inside me. Like, it was literally like I had no idea I could love myself and the world so deeply. And I suddenly like ascended above like Democrat, Republican, this or that, whatever that was that we separate each other. And so there's a split happening where many people are resisting the extra light coming in, the awakening that's being offered. It's a real thing. So there's this split, you know, you're getting the liberation of not needing the mask, and people are choosing to keep it. It's just, you know, it's, and we know, and anybody who knows that like, this world is not what you think it is, you know, like, and it's just like, it has, each person needs to awaken on their own. But, you know, I fucking totally woke up just like really, really quickly. I mean, it's all, you know, and I woke up in Austin, Texas, and I was in Austin, Texas before because old liberal Kara loved all the Biden signs in her yard and loved, you know, that all of the grassroots here and all that stuff that now I've ascended above. And I'm like, oh my God, it's all fucking bullshit. You know, it's like,
well, in that same aspect, I've never been super political where I was a liberal or a Republican. I was always more moderate, but I did choose to, when I moved back to Florida, to move to a city that is known for being super gay friendly, because I really liked that open-mindedness and that acceptance, which somehow transformed into this nasty, judgmental, like, I'm better than you on their fucking high horse. And I never used to look at liberals like that, or anyone. I mean, I just think it's just a product of the manipulation and the propaganda that, in my opinion, they don't, I almost feel sorry for them in a way, because they're not even aware of how they're being used.
Yeah, you sound like an early ascender. Well, thank you for being a first waver and having had this consciousness and awakening, you know, of this place to look upon everybody with compassion. Because for me, I'm a second waver. I just woke up. But last spring, I was making memes about Donald Trump and being an orange Cheeto or whatever the fuck I was doing. And then I started doing loving kindness meditation for him because I hated him more than anyone in the world. And I knew that I could expand the amount of love I had within myself if I could give love to who I hated the most. And what happened after a couple months of doing this, about June, I didn't mind him anymore. And in fact, I was curious to find out why people did like him. So I found myself going on to people's profiles and seeing who these people that I thought were crazy before were, that I wouldn't talk to, that I thought were all white supremacists. I was like, what's wrong with these women for liking him? And all of a sudden I discovered these are normal people. And they seem to really like him. And oh my gosh, the news has actually been lying about all the stuff that he's been doing. They haven't even been reporting it. So I had this like awakening all of a sudden. And then I just was able to see both sides. Like I literally was, you get what I'm saying? Like I don't know many people who've made a shift that drastically like that. It seems like it's hot buttons left and right when it comes to politics. And really it's just about, for me, is looking above at the whole thing as part of the fucking game. Just like, even I'm going to go say it, any way that separates us is part of their plan of dualism. Anything, veganism, gay, I'm going to say it, like he, her, whatever it is, the movement or crusade that you're on, just make everybody check in that you're just not on a fucking crusade, because you're being mind programmed and manipulated by something that you don't even see.
Right. That was a lot. Sorry. Sometimes I do think about even the people who do follow Trump, because they are also guilty of the same thing, especially, you know, the people who follow Q super religiously. I think that there should be absolutely nothing where you are not questioning the other side. And that comes into the whole play of dualism. And I don't think that necessarily Trump and his followers are absent of that either. And he's also been super divisive regardless if you support him mm-hmm. or not. I do think that some of the things he's said that have been divisive, he's saying them quite literally, the China virus being one of them. This is a biological weapon that was created in China. I always say you can hear the same thing multiple times throughout your life and it won't sound the same the second time, because then you hear it different. You have experienced more, you are taking it in a different way. And that's part of it. So
yeah, no, absolutely. Like it's anytime you're buying into any side, you're buying into something. It's so powerful to be able to ascend. Like I love experiencing life now, almost looking above myself, like floating and ascending and just watching Kara. Like, what is she doing? Oh my gosh, this is entertaining. And like, it's just, it is, it's really entertaining. And to be separate and observe yourself, it's a really powerful way to learn. And to do that, also the micro to the macro with society. So no matter what side someone's buying into, I mean, honestly, when it comes to politics, for me personally, I just think the whole fucking thing needs to go. The whole government, take it away. I don't need rules. I don't need laws. I don't want someone to govern me. No, thank you. I don't agree with the laws that I was born into. Come on. Like, it's just, I think the whole thing, and I don't know what that makes me or whatever. I don't think it makes, I just like feel like it's let's breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. And it's time, you know, for this old system. My dogs agree. They're barking. I'm sure that you can hear that. And it's break time for this to break down, and I think it is, so something new can break through.
Right. So enough about politics.
Yeah.
it's really hard not to talk about, especially with everything going on, for sure. But where I heard of you was through Conrad's podcast, and I remember listening to it. And you were very infectiously positive, but not like in the annoying way. You know how like when someone's like comes around you and they're like so positive, you're like, shut the fuck up. Not everything is that positive.
Add on to that, I can basically read people's thoughts and totally feel their truth. It's part of the psychic ability that I have. You can't fucking.
Okay, yeah, so, hold on. Wait, yeah. I feel naked now.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it to you. Don't worry. No. But like if someone comes out and they're really fake, this positive fake thing you're talking about, I'm just like, no, girl, I'm not. Don't worry. I'm not. Did I just? No, I'm just kidding.
You make a brown girl blush.
Aww.
You don't want to. You don't want to see these thoughts.
No, it's not. It's not like that. It's kind of like if you come and engage with me with some fucking fake positivity, it's never. It's not going to go anywhere with me. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't pretend to like people.
Yeah. No. I just, okay. So this is, I don't normally talk about really personal things like this, but my sister texted me. I don't even talk to her in months. Like my family doesn't, some of them don't know what to think of new Kara, as I call myself. In fact, my mom was like, I like old Kara more. And I'm like, oh, cool. Old Kara wanted to die. Like all the time. And like was miserable and depressed, but anyway, sending them love. But my sister texts me, cause I have this, I do, like, if you look at my Instagram page, it's like a rainbow blew up in there or something. You know what I mean? Like, and there's all these pictures of me smiling and saying all these positive quotes. And like, I'm a Scorpio moon. I have a lot of darkness to me. I found myself in my shadow, like being in that darkness and living that. So it is probably strange to see all this positivity and stuff from me, but she texts me and she's like, I think your vibe is fake. And I just like, and she's like, your clothes and your makeup or, and all this stuff. And I'm just like, so interesting. Cause I bet she does, like, cause she doesn't know new Kara, but this is truly me. Like I literally, like, I like to say that I alchemize the life of suffering and chaos into one where I'm thriving and smiling as I say that. And I'm putting out that vibe. It is that positive thing. But it's legit. But you know, girl, I have bad times too. I have bad moments too. I cry often. I feel deeply, like I'm very much affected by those that are around me because I feel, you know what I mean? I feel what they're feeling, this thing. And so I'm positive a lot, but I'm also, you know, I go to the other side too.
Well, that's my point really, is that fake positivity is almost going against anyone, because I say all the time, yeah, you have to stay positive because your thoughts are kind of what you create in your life, but it's also your intention. So if you're not being your true self, you know, I've always been misunderstood my whole life growing up. People always thought I was like either a bitch or, I don't know, crazy. And
it's a compliment for me now. Someone calls me crazy, I'm like, thank you.
Right. And like, I don't give a shit. And I never have. And I've never held my tongue.
I love that. I love that about you. I have no idea how much I respect that about you. Like big time. Thank you for being that way. You're paving the way for others to be authentic.
I just say my throat chakra's working.
Yeah, totally. It is absolutely. I mean, your voice is beautiful. You have a voice meant for having a podcast. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm like sound vibration and healing is a big part of what I'm a musician, and you're meant to be heard. It's healing for people to hear you talk.
Thank you. Yeah. I love that.
Anybody who thought you were a bitch or anything like that for your voice is because you're triggering a trauma inside them.
Right.
But that's healing. Right. And it's always about everybody within, but yeah, no, your voice is beautiful.
Thank you. Everyone has that. You know, I hate to hear the sound of my own voice.
I used to feel that way, but I don't anymore. And there I go with my fucking toxic positivity. But no, like truly, like I'm a musician and I sing.
No, I said I said your positivity is not.
Oh,
toxic.
I know. I was making funny. I was making fun of myself. No.
Okay.
I mean, no, totally. I'm not toxic.
But yes, no, your positivity. When I was listening to you on Conrad's podcast, you kept talking and talking and talking.
I talk positive. A lot. Yeah.
And it was a podcast. It was a podcast.
You kept talking and talking. Jeez, fuck you. No, I was kidding. I'm going.
But it was, I wanted to listen. I wanted to hear what you had to say. And it was infectious in a good way and just super positive and authentic, and you could feel it. So
thank you.
And that's why, you know, I started following you and I reached out to you, and then we were on that group meditation a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is history, and here we are.
I know. I love going back when I meet people through the internet like this. I went and looked at our message thread before this call because I just wanted to make sure I remembered like the moment we met. And I was like, oh yeah, through Conrad. And I was like, sweet. So that's where she, you know, and then I also saw you in the Zoom and all that. I think you were on the meditation last night, like chilling out, right? Like, yeah, right. You were like, I was like, I love her vibe. She's just chilling out. Like, I love that. I love it. And yeah, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that last night, and I just want to bring it up again because it was very, I don't want to say weird, but it was the first time for me when I was meditating, and I was doing a very specific meditation that I read about in Death and the Art of Dying, which is the Tibetan Buddhism book about dying. And so I just looked it up on YouTube to try to find a meditation under that name. And it was all about becoming aware of your third eye and basically focusing in while your eyes are closed on bringing it up to your third eye. And so I was doing that, and I felt a buzzing and a vibration like right there. And my eyes started fluttering. And then as I kept with it, it started to flow through my body and through my fingertips. And it was just so cool because I had never been aware of the vibration and energy within my body. So I'm like, I'm doing something right. I
think. Girl, this is divine that you're saying this, because I remember when you said that last night, and I channel like all the time, like spirits talk to me all the time. And they said immediately when you said that, they go, oh, she's getting upgraded. And I know. And they were like, it's divine that you're saying this, because now that I'm hearing them again, and they're like, she needs to know that her third eye was just activated, because I know exactly what you're talking about. And I just want to say, hold on tight, because when I started getting upgraded this fall and that happened to my third eye, a flutter, exactly what you're saying, girl. It's like you're almost like flicking the eyelash inside there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try doing it and letting it go and go and go and go. Girl, you're going to expand it. Like, that is powerful. Do you feel the energy? Now we're like, when you do it, like there's an energy that comes out like a unicorn horn. You feel that?
Yeah.
Girl, you're being upgraded. I want you to know this. This is your third eye being activated and cleaning out. Like, you're going to start, watch for that. That's for you. For like your third eye to start showing you a lot more. Congratulations. Really? That's activation. Thanks. Did you ask for full DNA activation?
No,
because you're gonna get it.
I mean, I've been asking for this my whole life. So.
It's here because it's here.
Like, who needs orgasms when you can open your third eye?
That's what it feels like, an orgasm coming out of your third eye, right? It's amazing. And what it is you're gonna start your third eye sees, right? Like, so welcome to
it. Had rods
even more,
just like your eyes, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's silly that people would assume that we wouldn't evolve. Just like they come out with new models of cars. Well, we're evolving, and that includes our pineal glands clarifying and cleansing out, and our third eyes fucking opening back up.
Right.
Snap, snap.
Well, the only reason why it's been closed, in my opinion, is obviously because of the external factors that they've been trying to sever us from our true divine nature. But, and then as stupid as it sounds, like, we were just playing trivia at the bar and it was 80s music or something. And I know 80s music and I know music pretty good, but there was certain songs that I'd only heard like once or twice ever. And I knew who it was and I knew the band, and I was just like, okay, I feel like that's my third eye.
Girl, so you know there's solar flashes coming in, right? It was supposed to be one big great solar flash, but I don't think that's happening, because I don't think humanity was ready for that. But there are, the Schumann resonance is spiking all the time, is the scientific proof. And then we see the lights coming in. And when this light comes in, it's literally expanding everything in us, like your psychic abilities. That's why the exposures, it's so fucking hard now for anybody to lie around other people for these stupid PSYOP games that they're doing. Look so silly. They're drawing dicks with boats and shit. Come on. Like, we see it. So like, you know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. And so not just that, but it's a macro to micro always. So you're expanding too. You know what I mean? You're upgrading. And you said you asked for this. And I want to say to anyone who's listening, if you want full DNA activation or you want your star family to come and activate you, just ask. Because that's why they're here to do that right now. The reason that my third eye opened up so much is because I had an experience with the Lyrans on 10/10/2020. Very powerful. I was blasted in a ship. I wrote a whole chapter in my book on this. It's just, but one of the things, and I'm very telepathic, and they said to me, I asked like one of the reasons that they had come, and they said to upgrade my senses. And you know, when you're on mushrooms and everything looks really colorful, I don't know if you've done mushrooms, but okay. And so it literally, what happened was that never went away. My saturation upgraded about 25%. Everything became more detailed. Like, every sense I had, it was just like somebody turned a knob up and made it 25% better. And then I started seeing things in my psychic plane and like super strongly. And like, It's just been nonstop activations and upgrades since I asked for a full DNA activation. This is a real thing. And it's just, it's conditioning and mind programming for us to believe that we can't see in our third eye. It's mind programming to believe that we wouldn't have other star families out there in this never ending galaxy. And we're here to see through the mind programming. And that's what this light is here for, to show us the way, because the light exposes the darkness. And that's where we've been.
I agree with everything you just said. And just kind of thinking back, you know, I've been kind of into looking into lucid dreaming and astral projection since I was probably like 16 years old, and I'm 31. And on and off though, because then I will put it away and go back and be programmed. Because I always like to just remind people that even though you and I are having this conversation right now, it doesn't necessarily turn us completely off from the entire lifetime of programming. Oh. We just have to continue to be aware of it. And
always.
So, and then again, what you said about taking mushrooms, like I've always said that about acid too, is like, it just activates these, everything that your brain is already capable of, but it activates it and makes you aware of it. It's not that it's not there and the drugs are making you see it.
Thank you for saying that. It's so powerful what you just said. Like, honestly, so profound what you just said. It's always there. It's right. The drugs, that was a huge awakening for me, because I had been doing mushroom journeys and all these trips as an unconscious kind of person, and having all these amazing, miraculous things happening that I never could understand. And I just thought, oh, it's the drugs. I was on mushrooms when it happened. And then my boyfriend said to me, he's like, what happens to you on drugs or on mushrooms and all that? That's real. Like, you know what I mean? That's your reality in that moment fully. Like, that's real. Even, and we'll go as far as say our dreams at night. Think about that. We're literally tapping into other quantum like lives happening right now. And we remember them. And like those experiences are not to be made smaller than they are. Cause that's the mind programming again. Like, let's talk about astral projection, that you like, you're into astral projection. I want to hear more.
I've never succeeded, but
are you sure?
Or no, I remember I used to just like
that cognitive dissonance. Well,
the thing is I think I was not ready and I was scared, mm-hmm. because I remember being really young, like laying in my bed and reading all about it and like trying to attempt it, but I was too scared during that time. And
that's the biggest blocker from magic, and like especially happening with us, is fear. And that's why they put fear everywhere.
Yep. I forget what it was called. It was like diacin or something like that. I just saw this TikTok on it earlier, and it was this guy talking about this chemical that was made illegal, that if you put it between two glasses, apparently you could see into the spiritual realm and see people's auras.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've heard of that. It's in,
and then they like made it.
I've heard of that. Yeah. So, but you know, you can see, it's pretty easy to see people's auras, and you're getting your, and there's a reason you're saying this. Because your third eye is good. See, when I don't know, this is for you. I can't stop this channeling shit. It just comes through. And
don't stop.
No, let I know. It, well, no, no. So I'm just want to tell you, it's really, actually, it's not hard to see auras. Just stare at someone for a second, especially with like a light kind of around, because light always helps bring in magic. Okay. Like, we have to work with, you know, what we have, but I guarantee you, you're going to see an energy start, like a little line of energy around someone. You might get a little bigger, girl. It's for you to see. It's really easy to see auras. I see you seeing them like a meet like tomorrow and being like messaging me. Oh my God, I'm seeing them. You don't need that stuff to see it.
In your point of view, mm-hmm. are they colorful? Do people have different colors? Are they just like brighter than someone else's?
People have different colors, and they're all different, and they grow when people are happy. And when you're with somebody who's really happy and you watch their aura grow, it's really cool. I think we catch a lot of this stuff on camera too, you know? It's just, they're different colors, but also like you can often like, at least I can, I forget that my experiences are like that I'm living my world and everybody doesn't know what's going on in my head. But like, I can think about someone, like, I actually kind of feel like your aura might be purpley a little. I'm not seeing this, but I'm hearing this in my head. And I lit a candle for our talk, and I got purple, and I'm feeling very much that you're like a wisdom bringer, as like a kind of past life thing, almost, even that you've always been interested in learning and going deeper. Just the fact that you were so conscious early in this life. I just wanted to drop that real quick. It just came through.
No, I love learning about this stuff. So I actually had a quantum therapist a couple meetings with this man, and he told me I had, I think it was like 38 lives. And he said roughly half the time I was a healer, and it was like a magic woman, an actual doctor, like right when surgery started being a thing. And then the other half, I was a warrior. So I
Okay, I
had
got
this
big chills
key.
on that. Okay, everything you've said, I feel yes too, just to confirm, especially the doctor thing, that was cool. And I heard it was in your voice. I could like connect that. It was interesting. But then that when you just said warrior, I got chills up my back. And that's like big yes on that. Of course you are. Girl, you're a warrior right now too. We're fighting a little differently this round. You get what I'm saying? And
I had a pain on my chest, like right in the middle. And I always used to like joke with people and say, oh, I got shot or stabbed in my past life. And so I asked him, I said, I have this weird pain and I've always said this and thought this, but is that true? And then he kept looking and looking and looking. And he was like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Like you got a bullet there once. And then someone like pushed it in deeper, trying to save your life. And then you died. And then you got an arrow
I had a
there in the
vision of
same
you
exact
getting
spot.
speared, to be honest, in my head, and I can see this stuff. It was like a spear coming down on you.
And then he also said I got stabbed. And so he's like, honestly, I've never seen someone die in the same exact spot so many times. So
Wow.
no wonder you have pain there. And then he
So are
like healed
you
it for me.
healing this wound this lifetime? Oh, that's a lot. I
He
just
healed.
like laid that on you. Are you healing this
Oh,
heart
it's
wound?
okay.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
because
okay.
we're this is what quantum healing is healing it if we get to it when we're right now and we're conscious. Because this is a long wound for you. All those past lives, that's a lot. And you're feeling it now in your heart. And our hearts, this is interesting. We're talking about this because there's a Venetian energy that's come through right now and Sun conjunct Chiron yesterday, which is the wounded healer. And we're talking about how you're a healer and a warrior, girl. Okay. This is so divine. And I did a sacred mushroom journey the other day and worked with the Pleiadians, and they were like coming in big with these upgrades to our hearts. And they're connected with Venus. So it makes so much sense with all this energy. And now here you are talking about your heart. I feel like your heart chakra is really wanting to be healed right now, you know, and just by being acknowledged and seeing how this started. That's how we can heal it, because when you go to the source, and for you could have searched for your whole fucking life right now, this current life, for this source of this pain that you're feeling so deeply that's unexplainable, when actually it was caused with a bullet like lifetimes ago, and then the trauma of someone trying to pull that bullet out, and then you know the spear or all that. And so just by acknowledging the fact that you had past lives and you were holding those wounds, you couldn't just release that, you know what I mean, and ask for that healing and it will come to you.
And that's kind of what happened. And you know, it's you always wonder, is it kind of you like is it in your head that you don't want no longer feel that pain? But no, it's I don't have the pain there anymore.
Oh
So
my God,
yeah.
so powerful. You're like Louise Haying yourself, which is amazing. You're reframing yourself. You're being the creator, the powerful creator of your life by saying, I don't have that pain anymore. And I want to go ahead and drop this little thing in here because this is really coming up big for people. You can do the same thing with your inner child wounds. Stop talking about your old pains. You're perpetuating your old pains. Just say, I'm healed. I've healed my old pains. I take care of myself moving forward. I know what to do for myself. Like, just like you said, like, I healed that.
Well, I have a question in that respect because I had a lot of childhood wounds, traumatic wounds from my father who and I had trauma therapy. So and I kind of want to, you know, segue after this into the mental
Sure,
health system survivor.
mm-hmm.
But because I know that the system can be corrupt. However, I do personally believe that I found two good therapists. One of them was very spiritually and attuned, and then the other one, they actually both were, but we did a trauma therapy where my inner child trauma, I talked with him about for 2 hours. And I just kept repeating the same story over and over from beginning till end and released the charge. And then I know now I could tell you the story and I would not cry. Whereas before I would get choked up from the moment I started thinking about it. So I bring that up only because I do think that there is power in almost talking about it in that way to release it and then say, like you said, I am healed and move on.
Yeah.
Give it the time of day almost.
There's definitely a step. That's like a step two to say I'm healed. The step one is to look at it and look at it exactly what
just
you
look
did.
At it.
No, you guys got to just look at it. Yeah. And whatever, but the thing is there's no right or wrong way to do this. You can do this with talk therapy. I did it with talk. I mean, I really hardcore went at it in like one-on-one therapy for like 10 years. I mean, I was going to therapy like fucking 5 days a week at times. It was,
well, see, I don't think talk therapy helps as much as like specific trauma therapy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And else, you know, I say talk therapy, that's like, but she's specifically cognitive behavioral therapy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And working with reprogramming the brain and stuff, but also I was misdiagnosed bipolar that whole time. So, you know, there's a lot you have when you're bipolar, they tell you to have a counselor forever. So there was no end date to that where there does what I'm saying. I feel like when I say you eventually do need to say I'm healed because you'd get that you go and you learn what happened and you, whatever way you want to work through this, if it's with talking, with trauma therapy, with ayahuasca, with spirit shamanism, with writing, however you process, I don't think there's any wrong way to do it. Everybody just finds what lane works for them. But eventually the point I guess I'm saying is we have to stop repeating. Once we feel we've done the healing, like there has to be an end point. You know what I mean? It's that,
absolutely,
like we just can't be in trauma traps the rest of our life. Cause I do think that's part of the programming is to, cause it's like, I even like, once this book goes out and I'm done talking about it, I don't want to like talk about being misdiagnosed bipolar and like for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Cause we exist in this moment and anytime we talk about something, we're creating it now. So that's just, it's not that I don't honor my pains or my past or anybody's. It's just that there is a point where I do think it's okay to let it go, to call yourself healed.
That's another reason why I really enjoyed the podcast episode with Conrad is my daughter's father is a veteran, a combat veteran. He had a tumor on his pituitary gland and he also is diagnosed bipolar. I'm pretty sure he's a narcissist, but he has all these mental issues and he lives in the past no matter what. I mean, no matter how many times myself, who in my opinion, it's like, I apologize for anything, any type of pain that I've caused him. But right now we have a daughter to focus on and like her future and all of that, but he constantly lives in his past. But at the same time, I don't necessarily want him to be on pharmaceuticals or anything like that, but he's not doing anything to work on his healing and getting better.
The number one thing is somebody's willingness and they have to want. It's why I don't believe interventions work. I'm not saying you're going to do that. I just want to drop that. I don't believe in interventions, but the most important thing to getting to healing is wanting it and wanting to change. And this is the hardest thing as a loved one or someone involved in any way to work or whatever part this, you know, for your child. It's you can't do anything. You just have to let them hit their fucking rock bottom sometimes. And it sucks, man. It's like, especially like when you've worked so hard on yourself and you know what I mean? You know, it's possible to overcome, you know, it's possible to get better, but then you have to watch these people just hit their bottoms and it sucks. But you know, I want to say the words MK Ultra comes into mind, you know, mind programming, like they've been fucking with us and they find the gifted ones, the sensitive ones, and they give them these labels like bipolar or schizophrenia. When I know from my own experience that I'm not crazy because I channel spirits and see stuff. And I'm not crazy because I'm super sensitive. It's a gift. It's a gift that I can cry and be all over the place. The problem was, is I had anger outbursts with misdirected anger. You know, that didn't look so good. So I took the pills to numb that. I took all the pills to numb that. But all I needed was to learn to accept myself as I was, that I was not broken. I just needed some simple skills. And that's a lot what I talk about in my book. Like, honestly, just breathing, walking away, counting objects, distracting my mind. And that's probably, like, I feel like everybody I know who has been diagnosed bipolar really benefits from skills helping them. It can't just be medicine and we can't just feel that we're broken. I just don't believe in these labels anymore. I don't. And but you know, when they, because when you get diagnosed bipolar, at least for me, I was broken and I was less than everyone else. I literally felt less than other people. Like I could cry. Like I could, I think this is probably what made me cry at Conrad's too when I say this, because I have so much compassion for myself. It's so important that we start with ourselves for these expansions of feelings and forgiveness, all of that, like within ourselves. But I saw how I truly felt broken and less than other people. And I gave up. I gave up. And that's part of the problem when they diagnose you with an incurable mental disease, where they tell you that everything you feel is invalid. And so, you know what I mean? So, but to be able to pull yourself up from that is so powerful, and it's possible for anyone. They just have to want to do it.
Right. So what was your rock bottom, would you say?
No, oh, which one? Well, I,
the last one, I guess, you know,
last June I tried killing myself. Which is wild because I've been, had suicide ideations my whole life since I was 16. I remember my first one wanting to kill myself, but I never, ever tried anything. And that was always why I felt safe. It was like something my counselor and I would say, she's like, well, you've not, you know, you're not, you have the ideations, but thankfully you don't attempt. And I found out that I was actually not bipolar, that I had borderline personality disorder. 5 psychiatrists misdiagnosed me over 8 years, and I was the perfect patient on all the fucking pills, doing everything that they wanted, and never got better. Found out through a miraculous correct diagnosis that I had borderline personality, which is a treatable personality disorder that is treated by a skills-based therapy and not pills. And so I totally just forgot why I was even... Like, what was I like? Literally,
I asked you when was like, oh, yeah, the worst thing.
So, this, yeah, so I got off last August, 2019. I started, November 2019, I started tapering off pills because I didn't need them anymore. I did the skills based therapy anymore, and the pills didn't help me. Took 8 months with the with my psychiatrist working with me, giving me like help, you know, the proper way. I titrated off these pills with, you know, this doesn't happen often where they tell you, oh, you're not bipolar, you know, let's get off the pills. They don't often get you off the pills. So I did all this right, but June comes along and the very last pill is my antidepressant Lexapro. And Lexapro is not easy for me to get off of. I've been on it other times and got off it, and it gives you these brain zaps. And it's just, if you know, you know, it's a real thing, and it makes it,
I've read about that.
It makes you so miserable and uncomfortable and crazy feeling that it would probably make a lot of people stay on the pills. Like, you have to hold yourself strong to get through that. And I had them for a month, and they eventually were getting better. But what happened is one day out of nowhere, I lost it, and I put a knife to my wrist. And it was that day, and I'm going to cry. Like, I'm going to cry. And it was that day that I just gave up, because, you know, girl, 8 years on those pills, and I had been miserable, depressed my whole life, on and off. You know, I put on a good show. But when I was so, I felt so free and liberated to have gotten off the pills, and then I tried to fucking kill myself for the first time. Do you get that? That's a psychic attack, though. And so I just gave up, and I went and I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take 2 grams of penis envy mushrooms, and I'm going to rent a boutique hotel room, and I'm going to have a fucking ego death. And so I did just that. And I did just that. And I literally, in that ego death, and I write all about it in my book, I call it my bathtism, because I totally like took a bath, and like, I was a fucking wild experience. And my inner self-awareness expanded to this level of just, I wanted to live and I wanted to go forward and just told, I wanted to, I mean, I literally went from my fucking, like, you know, it was literally my fucking lowest. It really was, because I was done. And I'm going to cry again as I say that, but, and I know other people have been there, and I know it's real. And I just want everybody who's listening right now, if this touches your heart, to just keep going. You can do this. You can pick yourself up from this. It's possible. I did it. And that's why I'm publishing this book. That's why I'm sharing my story, because I know what it's like to be miserable. I know what it's like to not want to be alive. I cannot believe how much I'm crying, but I've been super emotional with this Venetian energy. And I just, but I know what it's like to heal yourself. And that's the key. We heal ourselves by choosing to get help. by choosing to do every single thing to get better. If you're miserable, then it's your job to do every single thing to get better. It's no one else's job. And we are so right. powerful that we can say things like, I'm healed. And we can see that thought in our consciousness, just like they're fucking with us with everything outside that we don't realize. And we can see that and cast a spell on ourselves that I am healed, and that healing will come to you. Woo. And I'm fine, you guys. This is part of
no, yeah. no, I don't doubt that for once. I love crying personally. I always feel better after, and I appreciate you being so open and honest and sharing that with me. And, you know, like I said, that's why part of the reason why I resonated with you so much is because I personally have not gone through that exact same thing, but I have dated someone we've had a child together that has affected my life so much. And not only that, but the projection from somebody who's that miserable also is very damaging. I mean, he talked me into thinking that I was depressed and bipolar and borderline personality disorder to the point where like I was taking antidepressants during a short period of time. And then I thought to myself, I'm not depressed. You are depressing me.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's hard as an empath to be around that.
Yeah. So, but even though no matter like how horrible the experience was with him, I care about him. He's the father of my daughter. Yeah. And I just wish he would have that type of awakening because.
Well, he's going to read my book. Well, I'm telling you, who's diagnosed bipolar, like, will be curious to read my book because we don't want to be on pills and we don't want to be broken.
He completely refuses the pharmaceuticals. I know I mentioned the tumor on the pituitary gland.
Pituitary. I thought you said pineal gland. I was like, wow.
I might have said
no,
that.
You
but
didn't.
I meant...
You didn't. No. Okay. You didn't. I remember now.
Because it's hormone based. So that is... obviously. And then the blast. So he's a combat veteran. So the blasts from bombs and from guns and everything. So he has pretty much like everything working against him. And then his dad, he also believes, killed himself, which he didn't because, I mean, I wasn't there, but I've talked to a lot of psychics about it. And he got in a car accident. I think he was probably super, super depressed.
Yeah. This is his soul contract. This is what we all signed. This is what I believe is that we all chose the experience that we're going to have here because Earth's a prison planet. Have you ever heard that? It's because they took karma and they skewed it on us and they've been using it against us. And basically this is a samsara cycle. And the more karma that you build up in a lifetime by, you know, creating negative vibes, essentially in this world that you don't clear up to leave this world neutral, because it's all about energy. Well, you have to come back into this life and you have to experience in that life opportunities and moments to clear that level of karma. And so that's just what I believe. So that's why I feel I had my experience. That's why I feel your ex is having his experience. It's all divine. And I want to frame him real quick. I want to reframe him as I see him fully healing. I see everybody being like so amazed by the change in him and the unexpected change, and that he decides to face exactly what it is he's supposed to. And I see him thriving, and I see it. You're affecting your family, your daughter, in a really positive way, and being a great example for her as she grows up too. And I send him love. I send him white light, and I'm going to go ahead and call Saint Germain on for him because, you know, let's bring the violet flame in. I see him fully healing too. I see a beautiful future ahead for him, and I don't know him, and I send him love.
I just, you know, I have a lot of empathy for him, and I really hope that, you know, the same way you talked about yourself, about being super sensitive and it just being kind of a gift that, and then the same thing with anger, because I've also heard from multiple people that people with outbursts of anger is in part how they're able to use their gifts and energy in that way. So I have a friend who she says she creates storms when she gets really angry. And so, you know, I don't necessarily look at it as a negative. All I can do is just keep being positive around him. And I hope and wish for the same thing that you.
Yeah, no, second that. And I want to go back to what you just said, because you're super channel, like you're super like connecting to the infinite wisdom of this universe. I just really want to point that out to you because I see it and I know it. And you just said some things that are so divine. And It's that, oh my gosh, my mom literally saying this about, I ate like 20 milligrams of edibles before this, and it was probably way too much for me. I haven't really had many lately, but, basically, oh yeah, you're saying this, like, say what you were saying, just the last part one more time, please.
It was about using your anger.
Yes, yes, thank you. That's all I needed. Okay. So I was shown on a mushroom trip, but, and I speak like directly to my spirit guides, and they came to me, and they tell me things, they teach me things. And they were like, we need you to see something. They're like, we need to show you how powerful you are, because you've been using your anger. You've been using your power on anger, and we don't need that. We want you to create love. And they showed me all these visions of me being angry. And I mean, I was so angry. I could have knocked my 800-pound piano over. I don't know how why I didn't, except I love it so much. But like, I would scream, and I would put all of that energy on myself. And they showed how I was putting that vibration into the world. And they're like, you're powerful, Kara. And you've been just putting this awful energy out into the world. Look at this. And all of a sudden, I'm on mushrooms, of course. So, you know, I see rainbows shooting out of my head, and I have the feeling of an orgasm constant coming out of my third eye, kind of like you were mentioning orgasmic feeling in your third eye. And they go, look at what you can do too. And this is exactly what you were just saying about anger being misdirected, like with people. And like, it's really like, that's a power that we have inside of us. We just needed to learn that it was a gift and how to control it and use it in the right direction to, you know, redirect that in a passionate way and like create love. So now I'm creating love, and my sister doesn't know who I am anymore, you know, because she knows me when I had anger. And I shot that shit everywhere. But now it probably looks weird to someone who knew old Kara to see new Kara shooting rainbows.
Right. And, you know, that's the first adjective I used to describe you was colorful. So, but, that's kind of the same thing with me and like people from my past that I'm kind of walking away from, is they have this perception of me from when I was growing up. They've known me a long time maybe, and see me, you know, how I described myself earlier as a bitch or whatever. And I refuse to be around people who see me or put that perception on me. So I've lost a lot of friends in that way, but I never was sad about it. I was always just like,
you are a warrior. You are such a warrior. Right. Yeah. No, and you're so wise. Once again, this is why I had that purple feeling with you, is because you are a wisdom bringer. And this ties into those past lives too, especially the doctor. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm gonna burp. Totally. Like it's a I seriously like am losing my.
Well, the one other thing, when you just brought up the warrior again, the one other thing that my quantum therapist mentioned to me was, he said the most pertinent lifetime that I had was, I was a religious leader in Denmark during like the religious reform. And I was excommunicated because I refused to go with the politics of it. So he said that was the most meaningful life that I had. And I was like,
was that the life probably that got you, that made you come here right now? That
I wonder, that how you but feel? It was, you said it was like 1500s. I don't think so.
Think about this though. Time's not, it's not chronological. So that could have been your last life. You know what I mean? Well, the thing is the last life often, or as there is a lifetime that you were like, I can't fucking handle what's here or something. You know what I mean? There has to be some kind of call. Or maybe it happened before you came to Earth altogether. I don't know. That's something I don't know that I am curious more about now. Because like, I know for me that I came down to help out. You know what I mean? We volunteered for this shit. We're not just like everybody else here. We're here to help. We're here bringing these star codes and this history and this remembrance. And that's right. The politics thing with you, when you were in that religious leader and you wouldn't do that, that's like, that's kind of like, look at you now. Like you're the same, right. You know what I mean? It's just, we're fighting differently now, but we did have all these lifetimes where we had to see what was going on here. You know what I mean? And you had to, if you're a warrior or a healer, you had a healer's journey, you know? And that, like, I know I acquired lots of skills in my past lifetimes that I'm utilizing now, like my ability to read energy, my ability to go deep on mushrooms. I can astral project very easily. Like I can see, you know, like all this stuff. And I didn't fucking learn any of that shit this lifetime. You asked me in September 2020, if I believe in past lives, I would have said no. You ask me October 9th, 2020, do I believe in aliens? No. I got blasted on a ship 10-10, 2020, and now I channel them. And so I know what it's like to see both sides on so many things. This has been a gift for me. It's a quantum awakening. You understand a little bit more. It's like you've totally seen both sides. And, but yeah, like, I don't know. This, it's waking up is wild. You know what I mean? Waking up fast. This world is not what I thought at all. It's just so, you know, it's like pulling the Band-Aid off and just being like, who am I? I had to re-meet myself.
That's exactly what I say to people when I'm starting. If they, you know, if my memes pique their curiosity and they come up to me and they ask me more questions, and they're always defensive or they come back with this or that. And I say, the easiest way for me to tell you this is everything that you know is a fucking lie. Literally everything you were ever taught is a fucking lie. So the first thing you need to do is break down literally everything so you can absorb any type of information I'm coming at you with, regardless of how much you want to believe it or not, because you can go in and look for it yourself. And then the other thing that I really hate about what's happening right now with all the people who are asleep, they're so focused on the facts and the science and all of this. It's like, dude, science has lied to us a million fucking times. It can be bought off. It can be paid for. You read the facts and then you discern from them and your intuition tells you if it's true or not. It's not that difficult. And it's such a taboo subject for the woke community to fucking swallow. And it's so goddamn annoying.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying. No, totally. And old Kara loved the fact checker. In fact, she thought it was a great idea to bring the fact checker to the Biden Trump debate over the summer when she heard about it. Yeah, I'm telling you, I had a big awakening. And new Kara goes, well, who is the fucking—
Bring in the Snopes.
Yeah. Bring in the I'm Snopes. Like, new Kara's like, who's the fact checker? Because I never asked before and I was just taking their information, right. Just like I just took the pills because the doctor just said so. Just like I listened to the teacher because the teacher said so. Just because I listened to my mom because she said so. Well, I'm fucking done listening because anybody said so. And I'm with you, girl. Like, I'm waking up and realizing, like, falling into the rabbit hole, basically buying the Great Awakening map and being like, whoa, oh my God, like all at once, like literally.
I really want the creator of that to come on my show. Oh, ask
them, he will. He
I've
will.
Asked him. Well, you know him?
I don't, but I'm going to, is he, give me his info and I will help you manifest okay. this. Believe me.
I'm obsessed with that. I'm like, how did you do this? Like,
he talked on his talk with Float Universe.
No,
he did. He talked, he goes on there and he talks about it and he channeled for 2 months in a cave, all that information. Yeah.
Wow.
He
went to
it. Yep. That's how he did it. There you go. You got that. At least that answer. But yeah, I love
now I really want him on my podcast.
I'm doing a chat in my live tomorrow night about the Great Awakening map. I'm just gonna talk about it, dive in. It's to me, what else is there to talk about but everything? I want to know, you know what I mean? It's like funny that even people have hot buttons about stuff. I'm like, are you just boring or what? Go ahead and be normal. I'm gonna be weird because I like cool things and I'm in the VIP room and you're in line still. And you're not getting in because it's at capacity.
I've always been the button presser and, like, you know how you were just saying, oh, I'm just gonna do this because the teacher said so, or do you, like, no, I've always been like, why? No, fuck you. Like, and I was,
that's who you are to the core.
I got kicked out. Exactly. It's like, no, fuck you. And I'm not gonna do that because that's fucking stupid. And that's always been my attitude.
What's your sun sign?
I am a Scorpio Sag.
Okay. I knew you. Oh my God, you're such a Scorpio Sag. Like cusp? Are you cusp?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm more like on the Sagittarius side, supposedly.
Yeah.
But I feel like it just depends who I'm talking to. And then my rising sign is Leo, but my moon sign is Libra.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So I'm actually kind of normal somewhere in there.
Oh, girl, you don't want to be normal, remember? That's not cool.
I mean, I guess I mean like balanced.
I'm just kidding.
I'm balanced.
Only weirdos can hang with me. That's cool.
What are you?
I am a Virgo sun, but I'm born on the Virgo Libra cusp, but I'm Virgo September 22nd, Virgo sun, Virgo rising, Scorpio moon. So, okay, I want to say the reason that people think that, anybody ever thought that you were a bitch on the outside that didn't every time to get noise because you're a Scorpio sun, because I'm a Scorpio moon, and everybody doesn't realize that I'm a kind of a bitch, actually. You know what I mean?
Like, just inside.
It's just inside. So I get to hide it a little bit more, but I just like want to say, girl, I love you, sister, because I feel for you to have that on the outside. I hide it underneath double Virgo, so people really don't know. But I am, I mean, super love. I'm really like a nice person. I am. Old Kara, though, or hell in my alter ego, who I write about in the book, she was definitely like a Scorpio sun. No, anyways, it's a really funny part of my book, this Helen concept.
I can't wait to read it, so I will definitely be buying when it drops.
Ah, thanks. I can't wait for you to read it. I'll have to come back on.
I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, the channeling. I find it super curious, and I know you've said that you've been talking a lot about the Galactic Federation. Mm-hmm. So I really want to know kind of if we were seated in your mind, what that looks like, how physical is it? Is it a feeling? Mm-hmm. And then more about the content that you're getting.
It's a great question. I would want to know all that too. Okay. I mean, seriously, that's the thing, is people just want to know these things. So in my mind, I like psychically, basically all of my channels are open. A lot of people have like a lot of one, or they're focused more on one, but I hear like the voice of spirit. Like I'll actually hear like the word of it or whatever, like talking to me sometimes. And I also get telepathic like messages. I'll get like just like a drop of information. I won't even know where it comes from. It's just like super strong. I get visions in my third eye, and I see them with my eyes open, but up here it's very clear. And then also I see spirits too. It's coming in stronger now, because I'm telling you, I had a quantum awakening, and I'm telling you, as wild as this might sound to some normal people, I've been upgraded by our star families, and I asked for full DNA activation. It's happening to me. And my psychic abilities have just been exponentially opening up. I also had a shamanic session with Shaman Durek about a month ago. Have you heard of him? He is amazing. No. He's a spirit shaman. And ever since then, like my psychic abilities have exponentially just, like I started channeling. Like if I start like, okay, so I have that. I also, where I feel in my body. If there's a spirit that wants to communicate, I'm finding that, see, I'm learning about this fucking blows my mind that I'm this psychic. I literally had shelved all of this my whole life. Never tapped, you know, because we're taught to not believe in any of that. You know, literally that's right. Part of the mind programming. They don't want us to know that we're magical. And then I got put on so many pills that I couldn't ever tap into this. So it's just now that I'm clean off pills coming in this fall of 2020. And so here we are just a couple months later, 6 months later. So I'm still learning, but I'll get these feelings. And I know now what a feeling is, if it's like a spirit, like somebody's ancestor, or like just another soul kind of wanting to speak. And they all have different feelings. And like often there's like when I'm channeling for people, they're like ancestors will come in, and like a grandma or something. And I'll feel the feeling of like what it feels like in the body. And then they tell me to explain it to the person I'm channeling for, so that they will know when they get that feeling that that's the communication from that loved one or whatever. But also I'll feel when I'm channeling for people, like I tapped into this girl once and immediately was super lightheaded and like spinning. It was like, I had to go outside and ground myself. And then I start hearing in my head, her spirit guides are like, she needs to ground. Ooh, my light just went off. She needs to ground. She needs to, she's got people that are energy leaking on her, and we needed me to feel it to understand it. So there's that too. And then like when I do psychedelics, all of this is just amplified. Like I see Buddha, like your face could turn into, I'm not kidding, like Buddha, you wouldn't be you anymore. I've seen these star beings. I've seen them like in my other, they come out of, you know, other people's faces for some reason often. Like I've seen like Ganesh. Like I've also like, I've seen like, it's wild. This is a new thing, but like, I was with a friend and I just microdosed. I barely took any mushrooms. And all of a sudden I look at my tree and I psychically hear the tree's portal now. And I see on the tree and trees can be portals, folks. It's pretty cool. I can see where the orbiting is, and I see an entity come out. Like I can see it. And it's like rainbowy. And I'm like, you know, if I tap in, I find out, I'm going to find out who it is. But before that could happen, all of a sudden this Native American woman jumps out, and I've got my eyes wide open. This is not anything anybody else could have seen, but I saw it with my eyes open. I saw her completely. And it's like, she kind of jumped into me, because I am the type of psychic who can have possession. And that sounds scary, but it's not. It just means that a spirit can speak through me. And I know for certain when it's happening. And I knew that this woman had come to speak to the friend that was with me. And that so I told my friend, and this is fucking wild and weird, right? To be hanging out with me. And I'm like, oh, this woman just jumped out. I see her. She came out of the portal in the tree and she's here to speak to you. Do you want this message? And she said, yes. So I hear in my head what I'm supposed to say. Or often they'll just like, I'll just start talking and I know it's like speaking through me. And like, it's divine. The things that I've learned about life, the things I've seen, and I feel blessed. It's a gift. I had no idea that I'd been seeing magic for so long. And I had no idea that what I was experiencing was any different than anybody else. I believe everybody has the capabilities for all of this fully. Right. I don't think that's
agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's almost kind of like the same way. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, don't. Please talk, interject.
I feel like in the same way that we do have different qualities that we're good at, kind of like some people are good at music, some people are good at art, that we probably all have the capabilities, but some people are better at it than others,
mm-hmm.
type of thing. But you can learn it the same way you can learn how to play guitar. And then when you were just talking about that, I kept thinking about in the same way on a negative light, because for instance, when you're drinking alcohol and you literally have, you know, it's called the spirits, and then people or spirits can attach to you and be mean as fuck to your friend that you're with, and they're talking through you. Yeah. So that's kind of how I perceive it now. So I don't think it's that far fetched is what
you're talking about. What you're specifically talking about is, girl, you're so wise. This is big time, profound stuff you're saying. And it's for people to hear. We're here to transmute these energies, because when you know that it's come through you, you see yourself, maybe in your drinking, it's a lot easier for lower density vibrations to jump into you, because you're lowering your vibration with alcohol. Okay. It's okay. It's no judgment, but that's just know that's going on. And basically you catch yourself acting in a way that's not you. Go ahead and ask that spirit, because you can in your mind say, I hear you, I see you, what is it you want to say? And they'll say what they want to say. And then you say, okay, I'm here to transmute you to the light. Find a light, look at it, transmute that spirit to the light, and then follow up with them and say, how is it? 100% of the time, we can all do this. This is a great way to expand your psychic abilities, because they want to transmute. They don't have a body. Okay. These are just like energies. So they jump in ours, because that's the beauty of being in a body, is you can transmute. And this world is full of way too much negative energy. So part of being alive is for when these moments come up, you catch it in yourself. If it's drinking, if it's losing your cool, whatever, it's not you guys. It's okay. Check in with that, transmute it to the light and move forward. You can also see it happening in other people. So again, you can transmute it through some of someone else. This is what I believe. And this is something that Shaman Durek speaks about. That's where I learned about this. And so we're here to transmute these energies. That's so powerful that you said that, because this is what's going on. Like, you're a warrior. And this is one of the ways we're fighting this battle, is a tactic, is transmuting negative energies to the light. Think about this for a moment. When something starts, a negative, like a trauma, say it started 1,000 years ago, but that little trauma has been passed on from person to person to person, because nobody wanted to take the high road and stop it and walk away and transmute that. You're transmuting that energy too when you come from a place of love instead of feeding that darkness. Think about how you can transmute an energy just a little, because everything's about energy, right? It's about science. They want their facts. Okay. But this 1,000-year-old energy that's been causing a lot of negativity to tons of people that comes to you in this now moment, and you're so powerful, you transmute that motherfucker and it's gone. Wow. You get that? You're transmuting more than this moment. You're transmuting a century, right, 1,000 years worth of pain. That's quantum healing.
What about the Galactic Federation, in your words, and the types of messages that they're sending to you?
The Galactic Federation has been a part, I guess, with me my whole life. I'm just waking up to it, because that's what they've been telling me. When I had my baptism, I had a vision of this like council around me, and it was like they were all speaking to me, and it was the Orion Council of the Light. And I didn't know what that was. You know, I had to like figure this stuff out kind of backwards. And so then I started speaking to a medium as I was waking up this fall, and she immediately started telling me that the star beings were with me. There were so many star beings with me. And first the Lyrans came forward, then the Orion Council of the Light came forward, then the Andromedans came forward, and then the Pleiadians came forward. And as this has been happening, I communicate with them. They give me messages. It's honestly, like, for me, it's mostly about all of us finding our authentic selves, all of us like learning and remembering about quantum healing, because the galactics are here to help us in so many different ways. And one of them is helping us ascend, because that's really what's going on right now. Like, they couldn't even come to, it's a vibrational thing. They couldn't even come here till we vibed high enough in love and it was possible. And I had this expansion in myself and it made it so it was possible to start connecting with them. Like, literally, I want to talk about this because the Pleiadians are coming in saying, like, talk about this. So save the children. This is something that's coming up right now. We've got this whole evergreen bullshit going on, right? So it's bringing up a lot of thoughts, what's in there. And it's, we just basically, we're to start talking about what's going on for real with the children, how they're being trafficked, the adrenochrome, you know, the real agenda that's going on, because everything is about the children. Everything, the trauma we're feeling, this is about the children, because we have past lives too. And a lot of us psychics, a lot of us sensitives, we were, that's who they targeted, that, you know what I mean? And this is the biggest issue going on right now is what's going on with the children, how they're being trafficked, how they're being creating suffering to this horrible level with them. I already mentioned adrenochrome. I don't really want to go into a lot of detail on that, but it's important that people are aware that stuff is going on with the children. And I don't care where you stand. There's nothing more important than helping save a child and seeing what's really going on. And this is what the Pleiadians are really bringing through for me. I did some grid work, some healing work a couple of days ago, and I interacted with them fully. And I saw their ships and I astro projected to the Pleiades, and they should, you know, I saw one of them, they handed me a key because I'm getting these upgrades and it's coming to me a lot through energy. And I get these downloads that come, and I know it's from them. Like, these thoughts that come through, and they're exposing to me very much so the fabric of this simulation. You know what I mean? And it's in these ways that are hard to put to words, but I know that these messages that I'm putting out, like, follow my Instagram, I'm talking like a lot about this stuff, is all channeled that I'm bringing through. But for me, the Galactic Federation and my connection is, I'm a bridger. I'm very much a hybrid. Like, I bring the groups together. And it's funny because I've always done that in my life here on Earth too. I've saw myself. How many people have gotten married because I introduced them, or people are friends because they meet, just a bridger of different groups. So I'm working with the Andromedans. I'm working with the Orion Council of Light. I'm working with the Pleiadians. You know, I'm working with the Lyrans. Like, I'm working with a lot of different groups and bringing them together. And that's part of what I do in my purpose. And I'm doing that too down here, because what they also want me to say, they just said this, is like, that there's a lot of galactic, girl, you're Galactic Federation. What do you think? You're a warrior. You're not, you're starseed. You know what I mean? If you're into this stuff, if you're wondering about, if you believe that our star families are here and that aliens do exist, interdimensional beings do exist, you're curious for a reason. And if you don't feel like you belong here, there's a reason for that. And you feel like you volunteered, there's a reason for that. You're probably Galactic Federation rep here in the flesh, because guess what? Star seeds means these star essences came, these souls, these rainbow warriors came in, and we incarnated in these bodies so that we could, AKA, battle World War III, which is going on here, by spreading love and transmuting energies. Anyway, I could go on and on and on.
All of that is super fascinating to me. And the thing about being a bridge, I was just saying this because I've been doing the same thing my whole life, and specifically throughout like this truther community, I've brought people together. And then my friends and I, we were talking about the different types of star seeds, and he thinks I'm a Syrian.
Yep. I already had that for you immediately. Really? No, like immediately, no doubt. And then you showed me your dogs and I was like, are you kidding me? Cause the dogs are from Sirius B, Canis Minor. I saw your actual name on the email, and I was just like, to tap in, like, it helps to have someone's name. And I immediately heard Orion. And Sirius is literally in the Orion constellation area.
And
sorry, keep talking about star seeds. Yeah.
A water planet.
Yeah. Yep.
I always thought that I loved that type of stuff because I'm from Florida.
Dolphins. Definitely. Those are your,
I looked around my house and I'm like, okay, there's fish, there's more fish, there's dolphins, there's mermaid, 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 octopus, mermaid, mermaid. I'm like,
oh, you definitely were a mermaid. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. You're a siren. Do you know what that is? Yeah. Do you know what the sirens are in the Odyssey?
No, tell me.
They're like the mermaids that like they tricked the sailors in and I think they kind of killed them or something. But like, hey, maybe they needed to be. I always liked the sirens. I feel like I was a siren too. And it's a very much a Scorpio thing to be this. You know what I mean? How the Scorpio flirts kind of.
Mysterious.
Yeah, but I totally feel. Girl, you have Atlantis connections. You had lives in Atlantis. Yeah. I feel that. I heard that because I asked, was it Lemuria or Atlantis? And they said Atlantis. Which you could have had Lemuria too, but I think you had more Atlantis. Yeah. I think you thrived in Atlantis. I just had a little vision of you as like a goddess with like a blue dress on with like this white kind of robe clipping over your arms and like almost a gold crown, which is pretty.
Interesting. Yeah.
Just tapping into your essence.
Sounds
nice. Yeah. And then I just got a flash of purple. That's funny. It's like a joke. My spirit guides are really funny with me. They're like, don't forget her purple wisdom. They're funny. They're so funny, my spirit guides. Like, and like they make me laugh a lot, especially like I'm just telling you when I'm tripping. Like it's just unreal how, and it's eventually will probably be that clear for me all the time. It's just you when it comes to psychic abilities, as especially they're opening up in all of us because we're all being activated as this light comes in, let them unroll at their own pace because you don't want to fucking go crazy. You know what I mean? It can, like when I blasted on that Laren ship, that was a lot. Like if you've done DMT, it was like that, like blasting off fully, and I was not doing DMT. So like, you know, like it's just let things come in as they're supposed to.
Have you had any interactions with someone that you would classify as like Christ energy, Jesus Christ, or anything like that, to that effect?
We mean like a human?
No.
Like a spirit? Oh, well, yes. I don't actually feel like his essence or energy really comes through for me that much, but I definitely like have felt that a little bit when tapping into other people and then because it was important to them, but that, no,
But you said Buddha.
So Buddha, there you go. I was going to say, I never had a real connection with Jesus. I never understood who he even was really until recently, but Buddha has been a huge guide for me. Like, he was like the first face that I saw, he's just with me all the time. In fact, I did ayahuasca September 4th. And right afterwards Buddha started speaking to me like right there, you know, like was, whoa, okay, Buddha's here. And he goes, I've given you a gift, because when you do ayahuasca, you get blessings. They always tell you the blessings are coming. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Like I just purged up everything and like had this wild experience. The blessings are coming. Okay. Well, the blessings came because I still was having anger issues kind of over the summer. And Buddha came and said, I'm giving you this gift. It's this square. And I got this visual of like a outline of a square. He's like, I'm placing it over you and you're going to be able to observe things. Ah, again, I feel this like beautiful feeling like I could cry, but I'm not going to. And what happened was something that had never happened before. And this is this totally ascension stuff. I was able to observe my triggers without reacting. And I was like, I had a month where I felt I had this essence in this box to practice. Cause it was the thing you were saying earlier, you have to know what something feels like the acid thing you said to know that it exists. And so I had to know what it was like. And Buddha came and gave me this, but then it faded away and I was on my own to use my teaching. But you see how profound that was for me? I had been reacting just immediately to everything with this intensity and I was fighting and I was getting trapped in this cycle. And to have this gift of awareness brought to me in this energetic space that I saw that was from Buddha, a huge guide of mine, was just so profound. A real blessing.
I have a theory where it's almost like, and I've kind of said this in different ways throughout my life, that Jesus was enlightened in the same way that Buddha was, that he was very misunderstood by Christians in general about his role in the Bible and his message.
Is that a theory? Because I think that's kind of more fact. And my gut, my
well,
fact, my fruit, my
well,
I'm just,
it's
I
my,
know
it's
that I'm my... with you, girl. Like, my fact checker is with you. Like, what you're saying is the way I see it. So,
well, it's my theory, and that's one thing that I always try to stress when I talk to super religious people is that if perception is reality, and this is your perception of the Bible, who are you to say that my perception is wrong? But my reason in saying that is because I do believe that almost that Buddha and Jesus had the same type of role for humanity in general,
it's the same thing we're fighting for. This remembrance,
yeah, and they,
is
well,
true,
they,
you know,
they kind of resonate with like Eastern and Western culture, and obviously sprinkled in on both sides, but the message was really the same. And so I do think that they're both light beings.
Oh yeah. And yeah. And it's an energy. When I say Buddha came to me, it's not like I'm the only one with Buddha in that moment. It's an energy,
right,
that you tap into, because everything is energy. I mean, we can tap into each other. You know what I mean? Like people that I admire now, I feel like come into my mind and give good advice, 'cause I tap into their vibe. I follow them. I read about them. I understand them. Whereas before with the mind programming, we didn't know whose voices were going through our head.
Right.
But
and the same way.
Oh, I was just to say, I really love what you were saying about like Jesus though and Buddha and seeing it beyond the indoctrination of the religion that was taught, which were, gosh, it's not what I think people think. It's just like, don't have to look outside of ourselves for God. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to go to church to pray. Like, you can have that relationship within yourself, and nothing wrong with what anybody chooses at all. Like, I'm so accepting of whatever anybody chooses, totally. But like, I just don't know if the way they've been teaching about Jesus is correct, and you know, all this stuff. Like, he seems like a sacrifice to me.
So,
for people that are drinking the blood of Christ and eating his body in front of his crucifixion, which is like a crown of thorns in his hand. I mean, this is all fucking horrible shit. That doesn't sound
and
nice.
They're mocking the entire.
Yeah. And I send everybody love, and I see everybody waking up to this.
Well, I have someone in my family, my brother, he's a Christian, and I've always said he is an example of what a Christian should be. So I was talking to him about this last week or something. I think I accidentally red pilled him with something I was talking about with 9/11 on accident.
Whoops.
I really cannot believe that people still believe.
Well, I just figured that out in November. So yeah, I know.
Okay,
it's a real thing. No, but now it's so fucking obvious. Like, it couldn't be.
I'm just going to start talking about shit like as if it's
please,
fact.
You should.
Like...
Please do. This is the awakening. It's the time to speak the truth.
Right. So he texted me and he said some stuff about it. And then he was telling me like it's a spiritual war, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yep, I know. And he's like, okay, well, I was like, I really want to know about, I forget how we started talking about it, but I asked him about his religion in some form or fashion. And he was telling me the story of when he was like kind of awakened to Jesus, and it definitely sounded more of like an awakening in the sense that we're talking about, where he came to him as a spirit and as a light being and was communicating through him.
Wow.
And so he said, like, I don't go to church because I feel like I need to go to church.
Right.
I have a community. Like, and so I do think that there are certain
I really do want to say that there's so many great religions out there and groups, and there's always good and bad in everything. It's not even good and bad. It's positive and negative energy. And there's so many wonderful groups of Christians, especially that I hear about. I have friends who are Christians, and I love it when any good group of people, know you don't have to call yourself anything, just a positive group of people get together and lift a vibration.
Right.
And if in their friendships that are there, and like all the, like, there's so many wonderful things that come out of it. And it makes me so happy to hear that anything is a good situation, or is, you know, accepting of open-mindedness,
not shoving it down someone else's throat.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about all the different religions, is how do they not see? I mean, I went to Israel, I think last year or whenever, a year and a half ago, and I was in Jerusalem, and I saw, you know, the Muslims and then the Hasidic Jews and the Christian Catholics or whatever. And they all, you're walking through, and it's just so obvious when you go to the next little, you know, area.
Yeah.
And they're sitting here literally killing each other. And I was where Jesus' tomb was, where all of, you know, history happened, and they're arguing over semantics, and they can't see that they're all just wanting to know the truth and like love each other. And they can't see that they're just interpreting it differently. It's just, it's so simple, and it's staring them in the face. And it's just, it's so bizarre. It's the same way with what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's wild. I'm so grateful I woke up. Like, oh my gosh, like I just made it is what I feel like. Cause it's just so right. obvious, but that's the scariest part, is that people don't see it. And it's so
I know
obvious. That's part of the magic though, right? That's part of their magic, was putting it in front of our faces, putting it in the movies, putting it in the music, putting it in the food, putting it on the tea, everything.
Eating Jesus' blood. I know. That was a download
that the Galactic Federation gave me like August or something, when I was just like, whoa. What happened was, I'm just standing in my backyard, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, this thought drops in my head. They drink the blood of Christ and eat his body. And I got a vision of the church it was showing me Jesus, and I just, all of it. And I was like, this is too much. How do they not see it? It's not okay, you guys. This is like not okay to take in the body of your sacrifice. And it's not okay for someone to die for your sins. That's not okay. Let's transmute our own stuff. But I love everyone. I always say that. Like, I just, you know, it's because I never went to church. I always thanked my parents, because I wanted to sleep in on the weekends. And my friends always wanted to stay the night at my house because I didn't have a curfew and I didn't have to go to church. And so I really grew up, and honestly, I don't really know a lot about the Bible. And that's what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to have this knowledge, because I believe in everything for all of us. We are just, it's our contract. It's what we are. So I just have a very open mind about not needing religion, and to tap into yourself and your greatness and your truth, because we're all living our own.
But then you were closed-minded on other things.
Oh yeah. They're almost like cults.
Break that boundary.
Yeah. Or like these cults they put us in, like Democrat, or are you a Black Lives Matter person? Are you, I don't know. Are you, what's your pronoun? What are you? Are you this? Why do I have to say I'm anything? Can't I just be the essence of Kara? And I don't even need to say Kara.
And then the whole thing with the pronouns kind of grinds my gears with that is, we are all feminine and masculine.
Exactly. That, well, they're fucking.
If you have to cut your dick off. If you want to dress like a fucking woman, go ahead. And then no one even gives a shit anymore. No. It's all like, I'm not saying that people aren't transphobic or aren't
although that all exists. Yeah, no, it all is happening.
Yeah, and it's creating. And it's no matter how much you shove that shit down someone's throat, if they fucking hate you, they're going to fucking hate you. Mm-hmm. If I hated somebody, regardless, not about being trans or racist or anything, like if I just hate you and I hate the way everything about you, you coming over to me and shoving your essence down my throat is going to make me just hate you more.
Yeah, I'm going to vomit it up. Please get away. Like, I can already smell you. Go away. Calling in colleague. Get the fuck away.
That's why I make the memes about it. Like, because I want to wake people up to like the pure ridiculousness of
it is our world. It right so now. Is. It's just, it's, and it's almost, I've heard this, and even Dolores Cannon's talked about this. I don't know if you are familiar with her, but she channeled all this ascension stuff long before it happened. It was real. A lot of people look up to her. She was saying that, I just had this the third time where the thought just leaves my head. Can you remind me what I was saying about Dolores Cannon?
I was talking about the ridiculousness. Oh yeah.
She said the whole world is watching. Thank you. And then I cut you off. The whole world is watching us like a reality show. The universe is watching us like a reality show. Basically. Look at how ridiculous.
I'm watching it like,
well, because that's because you're galactic. You're super galactic. You know what I mean? You came here to help out. Like, yeah, I know. And I laugh at myself, especially. Old Kara is hilarious. She was yelling at people if they got too close to her with their mask on, or, you know, like, don't walk on my sidewalk without a mask. She was walking her dogs with a mask on. And bless my heart, because I was scared to death. You know what I mean? It's a real thing that people are feeling. They're truly scared for their lives. Like, I remember first taking my mask off and being around people because I wanted to do ayahuasca in July. September, I was called to do it. And I was like, I got to be in a room with 30 people. Like, and that was really what brought me out. But it was like having unprotected sex. for somebody that's afraid, that wears that mask thinking it helps them, it literally, you, when you take it, you feel like you're like, it's wild. It's all mind programming, but it's real, you know, but it's fucking silly. It's silly. Right. It's so silly. I'm so glad I woke up.
Yeah. And that's what I always have to tell myself. It's like, cause I get super mad and thinking about the idiots that are still listening. And I get mad because they're choosing to be ignorant at this point. And I know, and I have to keep reminding myself that they are programmed, they're plugged in. And it's really hard for me to, like, lately when I've been around people, I don't want to necessarily stop hanging around people that don't think like me, because I don't want to be in an echo chamber, but I'm definitely not filtering what I'm saying anymore.
Thank you.
And today I was with my friend who actually is very open-minded about this stuff. And I was telling her some of the fucked up shit that was happening with like the COVID vaccine passports and this and that and that, because I think it's important for them to wake up. Just you burying your head in the sand is not going to take it away. But it's scary. And I also don't want to add to their fear either, because I kind of almost talk about it like in a nonchalant way. And, I don't know. I don't know if I'm desensitized to it. I don't know, if I'm helping by doing that or making it worse, because I don't want to like feed into their fear about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want to, we create our reality by our thoughts. Right. I think as long as we're following what feels right, that we're doing what we're supposed to do. What I was like kind of hearing in my head is like, have you ever heard of the Heyoka? That's the sacred clown of the Lakota Indian, the Lakota Indians from the Dakotas. And I know I lived lives as a Heyoka. It's like the one who would cheer up everybody in the end of times, you know? And also they're the ones that instigate people to show them the truth, because unfortunately that's what some people need. Honestly, Donald Trump's like a Heyoka. Think no matter right. what, how you see him, he either pissed you the fuck off and you got to find out they're lying about how bad it is. It's not as bad as it seems. Or you're into him like way too much. And then he turns out to not be the savior or whatever, you know, like
right.
either way it rocked people. And I feel like what you're doing when you tell these things to people, these little droplets, you're kind of hayoking a little bit. Like you're, it's gonna, you know, you might, you know, upset them. They might come back at you with something or whatever, but you literally are doing them. You're coming from love. Because you really just want them to know what's going on and they don't. So your intention is good.
That's all. That's what it's all
that's
about.
That's what I think.
Intention all the time.
And I say shit all the time people hate. I just like, I seriously like, my book isn't called Here Comes Trouble because I'm not a Scorpio moon, you know, like that's what I love about you is that you speak your mind and you don't care, you know, I love it. Like, yes, we should be speaking. And the thing is you're coming from love. Yes. That's the whole thing. As long as it's coming from love, then good. But you know, like you gotta be ready. I call myself the hot pink punching bag, you know, I don't know. Like I come in and I'm like, you gotta know this, you know, or like, you didn't want to know this. I can feel like one of my gifts I feel, I don't know what else to say, is that I can feel that if someone wants me to tap into it, I can feel like trauma in them. I can feel roots of their pain. I can tap into telling them something if they want to receive it and hear it, that can help them overcome that. You know what I'm saying? But do you know how often people want that? Like never, never. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, I want that.
Well, wait, if you want that right now though on this, because I'll do that with you. I'll tap in for you after you. I'll tap into you and send you a channeled spirit message. Okay. An email. That's what I've been doing for people. Unless you want me to tap into you live right now, but that's like wound stuff.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, you have this wound. You already mentioned it with your dad. Right. Yeah. And I feel like it's about not being heard. Why am I hearing that? It's about not being heard. It's about abandonment. It's about wanting that love there and it not being there. It's about a hole that was created from an absence. Is any of this resonating? I'm literally just saying what's coming to mind. Yeah. And I had this feeling in my stomach just now too. And, hold on. Yeah. It's about you. Actually, you came here to heal your dad. Oh, You're healing your ancestral lineage is what you're doing. You aren't necessarily going to get that closure with your dad, at least not right now, because you're the healer in this situation. You were to learn to give yourself what you didn't get from him. And by doing that, that has made you resilient as you are now. And it's an example of love that you will show him that will help him heal. Because what I'm feeling is that you are a more evolved soul. Like, I got this vision and I almost started crying of you coming in to heal. And it's coming in again. Like, I can feel it again. You're here to heal your lineage. And it's a beautiful thing. Many of us star seeds came in to do that. Not all of us, but it's about, I'm getting this vision of you filling this hole yourself, to stop looking for him. I'm sorry, but I don't think he's going to, I don't know the situation at all, but
no. And but, it's like, I mean, you're hitting the nail right on the head, and
what
I'm able to talk about it now because I am healed.
Yes. That's what I have a vision of, is that you are right. Actually, it's not something for you to heal. It's that you are to stop.
But I did heal it because it was a huge hole.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying,
yeah, stop, like how you were describing.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
No, I had this whole vision of it. Yeah, and I saw
it was a huge hole.
I saw, yeah,
and
oh my god,
I reached out to him.
It's in your fucking heart. This was what you came to heal. Do you get that? Oh my gosh, I just got a vision. Yeah.
I just put it together.
Wow,
now.
They showed me, and oh my gosh, yeah. Kuan Yin's coming in, and now she's placing a lotus in that hole. Wow.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Beautiful. And that is, yeah. And yeah. So with your dad, it's like showing him love and letting, and he's also a teacher to you in a way that he will help by learning to accept him where he is. You will learn a deeper way to accept everyone how they are. And you remember how it's bothering you right now? You said that, you know what
it's well, the thing is what you're talking about right now is I had this push to reach out to him and tell him exactly that I accept you.
Wow.
I forgive you. I don't want to even talk about the past anymore. And this just happened like a few days ago.
Oh my God. Whoa. Like this week. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. This is so relevant.
And all of the healing and stuff that you're talking about has been years and years and years of me trying to do that. The only hole really for me is the one with her dad, my daughter's dad.
You know what's crazy? I already knew the moment before you said it. I saw it. It's small though. Okay. The hole with your dad, I got a visual. It was like, it was, you hear I say was, it was big. The one with the dot with is about this big. Okay. So it's small and it's, I hear in my head, it's a master for you. This is a master class for her is what I heard. When you will, and you will take care of us. Don't worry. But this is like you're sharpening your knives because you are a healer. I told you immediately it was in your voice. It's talk. Right. You share. You can, what you have wisdom. Oh my God. I just used the word wisdom again with you. I love it. Like the wisdom you have, and my lips are feeling numb. And this is a new thing that happens to me when I get confirmation. I'm not sure exactly like what spirit guides are telling me this, but it's a confirmation. That you will be sharing your healing journey with the world and everything you do and say, because it's not like just your story. It's everything you learned. And now it's who you are. So whatever you say, however you, it's a vibration, but you are a fucking warrior. There's no doubt. And you came here and what you've done with this hole with your dad, I'm getting massive chills, is you healed your lineage and it is complete. Okay, this little hole that's left is your masterclass. Let yourself, don't care if I'm hearing a year. Okay, let that year go. And you can change, it doesn't have to. I'm not predicting the future. We are in control of changing anything all the time. But what I'm seeing is, don't be frustrated if it takes a little bit more time for the situation to solve itself, because you're going to learn a lot during that time. Do you understand? Like that's that masterclass, learning to deal with somebody who's that awful. I don't know what else to say.
Kind of like the loving kindness thing that you talked about, like how you did with Trump. It's like, that's kind of what I've been practicing with him, is giving him the loving kindness, even though he pisses me off all the time. And then also just using that as a test to like be aware of those triggers and reactions, how you were talking.
It's your masterclass. Be grateful for this experience now. That's also going to, that's for you to know. Okay. That was channeled. Be grateful now. Change your perception now. It's not a problem anymore. You're grateful for this masterclass that you signed up for. Because you are that much of a warrior that you were like, I'm going to heal my ancestral lineage and I'm going to take a master class while I'm on earth, because that makes sense for you. And I know that hits you home as I say that. I know you're feeling that. Are you feeling that in your shoulders right here? Kind of.
It's like, if someone's going to do it right, I guess I'll just go down and
do it
myself.
This is who you are. This is who you've always been. Okay. This is who you are. And so you can't, this is the lifetime where you came to use these skills to help and herd bless the earth. You're a blessing. You're an angel too. Aww. You're an angel too. They just showed me a vision of you with golden wings. And yeah, so that's a part of who you are too. You're a warrior, but you're also an angel. And that's part of that misunderstood part of you, because you wear the warrior on the outside, but in your heart, you are love fully. And when I hear you're an angel, I mean, I look into that because I don't get that vibe for everybody. Okay. Like, that's an angel vibe. And I bet, do you see a lot of rainbow aura around you? Rainbow light.
I don't necessarily see.
Okay. You're going to start noticing it. That's your energy. I swear you're going to start seeing like around a candle, a rainbow light, like just a reflection of a rainbow. They're going to catch your eye. Yeah. That was fun.
That was so fun. And you know, I'm so happy that I said, do it on the air, because I'm
me too.
What's the worst that could happen? And I also think that so many people struggle with missing fathers or parents in their life. And so I just feel like I was so mad and so sad and just so like so much resentment.
Yeah.
And I never thought, I mean, I told him I wouldn't go to his funeral when he died.
Yeah, you're hurt.
And I'm able to heal that. And so
that's powerful.
I'm happy.
Do you see how powerful that is? Your ability to heal something that deep and that painful.
Right.
Yeah. I had a real vision.
If anyone is listening and you have daddy issues, stop saying you have daddy issues. That's one thing that I also stopped doing. I stopped kind of, because I do like older men, but now instead of saying I have daddy issues, I say I like older men.
Girl, you're so powerful. Do you see that? How you reframe naturally. Yeah. This is for you to know too, that your spirit guides want you to know this. It's time to incorporate all of your infinite wisdom, because you have a fuckload. Okay. So this is going to come through at night. I just heard in your dreams, whether or not you remember it, you're going to start really incorporating all this information. Cause that's a big part of what the Galactus have told me too, is that we all had all these other lifetimes. It's time to get some information, take the good stuff and use it now, tap into it now. And a lot of that is infinite wisdom. This stuff that these profound things that you're saying just, and I don't even think you realize it. Dude, I mean, it's really, cause you're just like, this is how I normally think, but like girl, for others, it's wisdom drops.
I know. And I guess I'm just kind of starting to be more aware of that, because I've always kind of felt like a fish out of water type thing, and always having to kind of talk about stupid ass shit I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Like I have infinite consciousness tattooed on my body, and I've had that on me since I was like 19 years old. So I have Albert Einstein on me, and I've always liked physics, and like these are the topics that I've always loved researching and stuff. And that's the thing that I love about this movement, is you don't feel alone anymore. And I'm just sitting here, and I got this urge to start the podcast randomly. And within weeks it's up and running, and I have all these super interesting people
already
that I listen to on their podcast, or never in a million years would I have thought. I thought it was just going to be friends of mine, like kind of like want to be on my podcast.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of this web of connections.
It's the Galactics helping you. They're helping you is what I hear. And it's because I really feel like you're GFL too. You know, you're a rep here, however you want to see that, or connected. There's no doubt. You're totally. I mean, there's no doubt, because we've connected. Okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get that? And it's just like, yeah, like, you know, you're supposed to share And they're helping you. They're going to bring to you the right, you're a vibration and you're attracting the right stuff. You know what I mean? And that's what's coming in stronger for us now, because I do feel the energy of the earth is shifting finally in our fucking favor for the first time in like 30,000 years, or I don't know what. And you're going to start, like, it's just what you're doing is part of your life purpose. You're sharing your wisdom in any way you can share your wisdom. And you're supposed to do it in the ways that you love. You know what I mean? That's how you'll incorporate your past lifetime stuff. Following what you love. Anybody who hears this is following what you love. There's a reason. It's your guides directing you, you know?
What do you think is the future for humanity, at least on this timeline that we're living on?
Like, how far future? Okay, I'm going to say I think 3 more years of this breakdown. And then I think we're going to be living in a start of a golden age. I do. I do.
So 3 more years of this shit?
I mean, breakdowns lead to breakthroughs, and there's a lot of fucking shit we need to have die out, and it sucks. I mean, I don't know exactly, but
you don't have to know, just your perception.
Yeah, no, I think we have some opportunities for this to come a lot faster, for like a big solar flash where everybody, I mean, I think everything's possible. So there could have been a moment where the whole world felt DMT'd. You know, and we just all woke up, but that didn't happen because that wasn't the vibration. And so this other stuff is going on. Like, I think a lot of people, even like if you looked into politics, thought Trump was going to win, but there was a fucking timeline shift there. You know what I mean? That people were thrown off no matter what way. And it's because this is right. The way humanity needs it to come out. They needed this whole thing to roll out the way it is. But I do believe firmly that the light has already won. I know it because of the way I've awoken and this magic I'm experiencing every day within myself. It blows my mind. Like, I love channeling for people, and I love, like, it's just been 100% resonate. And I had to learn I could do it. You know what I mean? I had to like get out there and start doing it for people. But like, this is a real thing, this awakening. And that's what I'm also here to say for anybody who's doubting what's going on, have hope. I woke up. If I could wake up, and I was totally fucking sleepwalking, anybody can wake up. I mean, I was sleepwalking to the point where I was on maxed out and all the mood stabilizers you could be on. I was living in my dreams and I still woke up. So miracles are real. Magic is real. Everything that we dream of, we can have. Everything's possible here. If we can all thrive here on planet Earth right now, where they're having a fucking reality show, like marathon with like, you know, in these other galaxies, like laughing at us all the time. And we're now we're laughing at people too, though. You know what I mean? Cause it's silly. So it's all so stupid, guys. We're doing it to ourselves. And like, if we can wake up here, we're powerful and we could change the world. We really can. Each person works on themselves. We will change and lift the vibration of this world overnight. Ascension is here. It's a real thing. And one more thing. Love is the safest place to vibrate, because everybody's welcome, but the only way you can come is in love. And that's what ascension is.
Well, that was kind of my question. You call yourself a quantum awakener, and you're obviously able to channel into people's messages. Do you help people on a daily basis in this way? Or when you say quantum awakener, what exactly do you mean?
When I wrote that initially, I remember like my spirit guides being like, you need to change up your bio. And I was like, all right, this is how they work with me, girl. Okay.
I just love that. Cause I have like the way I'm picturing it in my head is just really fun.
Yeah. They're probably all like smoking a joint together. And anyways, and so I was like, all right, what am I going to put? And they're like, quantum awakener. And I was like, whoa, that's really like making me sound like a lot. And they're like, but that's how you woke up. And I was like, that's right. I'm a quantum. I woke up quantumly. Get it? I'm a quantum awakener.
Okay.
So that's why I put it down originally. And I say that because I feel it's hard to just say in a sentence what quantum awakening is, because it's quantum. You know what I mean? So I wrote a whole book on it.
Right.
But now I look at it and I'm like, no, because I woke quantumly, I can assist and help others to wake themselves up quantumly. That's also what it means. So there's two meanings to that, that I woke up quantumly, but also if you vibe to me, get ready. You're gone. Cause I'm full of activations too. Like I know that I'm laughing because I feel at night, I'm like, they're teaching me stuff. Like I do the music I play. There's a rhyme and fucking reason to everything. I didn't come here to fuck around. I came here to help people wake up. You know what I mean? And I had to wake myself up in the way that I woke up because that was my healer's journey. You know what I mean? But I'm with you, girl. I'm here on this train of remembrance for everybody to remember how powerful each and every one of us is, to know that our history has been rewritten and there's a lot of new stuff to learn and tap into, and that we can heal ourselves. All the stuff that I talk about, like this is quantum awakening, encompassing all of our previous lives and just all of this stuff. And it's just, and everything I do with that account, like Here Comes Trouble and my music, and not my old albums. I have two albums I old Kara recorded and they're great, but they're whatever. They're just, you know what I mean? The music I'm doing now is like this meditation music that I have on my YouTube. I'm doing these guided meditations and they're full of DNA activations. Whether it's the way I'm playing the music and what I'm saying, or if it's the messages that I channel, because I check in with the Galactics before I do this. I'm like, what do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to do? They come to me in my dreams lately, and I will be on the mothership and I'm in a classroom and there's a being teaching me, like the violet flame meditation that I did, they taught me that all night long. I woke up the next day knowing exactly what I needed to do. You know what I mean?
Okay. I have not listened yet, but I definitely am going to this. Yeah. Because that's kind of the type of stuff that I've been just craving lately. I don't listen to music. I don't, even on when I'm going for a run, I don't feel like listening to
music. Yeah. Well, it's because of me. Keep going.
And sound baths, like I've been listening to sound baths a lot. And the second that I hear it, it just feels so good.
You should listen to whale sounds with your connections to dolphins. Ooh. I feel like you have more of a dolphin connection than whale, but you also have a little bit of a whale, like a mom whale connection. And but I feel like I listen to a lot of dolphin music, whale music lately, and it is healing. And I feel like you would really, with your Sirius B connection. And do you have Neptune in your chart somewhere?
How would I know?
Your natal chart. I'd be curious where your Neptune is in your natal chart. Yeah.
Hold on, I have it here.
I don't know a ton about astrology, but I just heard that in my head for you. And often, like, I do these things where, like, I don't know what it even means, but I'll hear something. So now I'm curious your Neptune connection, because Neptune's a water planet, too.
It's in Capricorn.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
Okay.
I don't know much about Capricorn.
Work. Capricorn's work. And for me, I don't know a ton about Neptune, but I do know that it's a water planet, and water is very psychic, like it's an amplifier. And I feel like you don't even realize it, that you're tapping into this infinite wisdom. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty psychic of you. And and so having that in your, I'm not an astrologer, so I don't know, but having that in your Capricorn chart to me feels like you're supposed to be bearing wisdom in your job. You know what I mean? That's what, and water is also like, I just felt that too because of your whole Atlantis thing. And I'd be interested. You could have, I have a friend who does astrology readings. I'll tell some of you here.
I love that stuff. I don't know. I'm the same as you. I love it. I don't know that much about it, but do you know what this full moon? I believe it's in Libra means.
Yeah, I do know that this is about relationships and emotions right now. And there's this Venetian energy that's coming through. Like Venus is doing something special. I'm not sure exactly what. So I know personally, it's been a couple rough days, like emotionally, because I'm so sensitive. Yeah. It's not a bad thing. I'm just having to like check myself a little bit more. And I'm crying a lot. I mean, gosh, I cry like 3 times on here, you know, like we just met. I'm already crying and like channeling you anyways, like before I even got your permission. I'm like, yeah, I tapped into your name and heard Orion. You're like, I didn't give you permission. And anyways,
I gave you permission.
You can't. Yeah. You literally can't tap in if someone doesn't give you permission. Like it's free will. You know what I mean? And that's how powerful we are. We can protect our vibe, you know?
Well, and that's that kind of all of the satanic shit, you know, the Super Bowl and all of that, that they're telling you when you are watching it and you're saying that I accept this.
Exactly.
I'm giving you free will. So I will watch, I will watch your satanic bullshit.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
try to explain that to a normal
it person. is, but that, and that's part of the magic, you know, normal person. Yeah, that's part of the magic, is putting it right in front of our face. And it's, but once you wake up, that I write about this in my book, I have a line that's like, but the thing about their magic is once you figure it out, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's a joke, actually. Right. Fuck it. We want to, we're like, Satan shoes. Come on, guys. Now you're going to all, you know, it's just like, could you be more it's obvious?
Fucked. This Evergreen. Is what it, you know what? The reality TV show for the aliens is the most logical thing I've heard all week.
It is. It's true. Dolores Cannon said it. I heard Elizabeth April say it. Like, I love hearing other people say these things too. It's just, it is, it is. And Earth is very important because I guess it's like a hybrid human project going on here in multiple ways. And it's like a place, like I'm telling you, it's a masterclass to come live here as a soul. So everybody who is alive here know, like, I think there was a waiting list to come to this shithole. I'm just kidding. Gaia, I love you. I'm seriously, it's just my macrame sense of humor, which I know you appreciate. And so yeah, there's a wait list to come here. And this, because to overcome the density is true growth, like what you did, the depth that you healed when you healed your ancestral, you know, pain that had been going with this trauma for so long being passed down, and you healed it, you transmuted it. It's beautiful. And like, yeah, I just want to end on that little note there.
Well, for the people listening, I guess, you know, I know that when I heard you talk, I was so curious about, because you were kind of like doing the same thing with Conrad, where you were
tapping I need boundaries.
Feeling a lot of energy from him.
I just learned now I can do that.
Well, I was just super curious. I was like, ooh, I wonder what she will read for me. And I feel like a lot of listeners probably will feel that way too. So in that way, should they reach out to you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you offer these types of services?
Yeah, I just started offering, like my spirit guides were like, you need to start doing this. And I was like, what? And so I did some free stuff just to make sure that I was doing it correctly. And I got all these great reviews. I started posting them. And then people are like telling me I'm changed, like that they never believed in psychics before. And now I validated that it's real. And oh my gosh, how did you just all these things? You know, I read your email 10 times. Oh my gosh. Like, and then they're showing me all these things after. It's just, it makes me so happy, honestly, because I know, before I realized, like, I still have a medium I talk to. She's fucking out of this world amazing. And I learned, she's like a guide to me. Like, because part of understanding how psychic we each are is understanding how it works and talking about it. And it's one of these things we don't talk about. Well, okay, then we're supposed to talk about it. But if people want services, I'm now doing phone calls for $2 a minute. And I'm doing these emails, channeled emails for $33. And they're really fun because I channeled my book. I knew I was doing that. I channel music when I play it. I hear the note I'm supposed to play before I do it. And so when I write, like I'm really actually, it's okay. There's two ways. Like if you take a channeled email, you're going to get like a really awesome detail, lots of details like there. And it's going to be really powerful and full of activations and stuff. But if you choose a phone call and you get like what I do with you, you get my voice. And my voice is literally like, helps with the activations, just like your voice helps bring out the activations you're bringing when you speak. Mine's uniquely designed for helping with healing. So there's that element you get with the phone call, but whatever, you know, I never set out to be a channeler or anything like that. Like, you know right. what I mean? It's just because I can do it. I know how much, do you know what numerology is? Numerology. I'm the 33 in numerology, and basically the life path of a 33 is to help awaken as many people as possible. That's why I came. So anything I can do to help assist other people, I want to do. So I've fallen into channeling, and it's,
I'm pretty sure I'm like a life path eight.
I wouldn't be surprised. Eights are very good at everything they do. They are actually exceptional at it. My dad's an eight too. You have good masculine energy. You have, actually, you're actually very well balanced. I feel you're feminine too. I get a yin yang image when I think of you. And
that's that Libra in my moon. I'm telling you, because that's what I always say.
Oh, like,
super masculine. Yeah. I am super masculine. I love to fish. I love to hunt. I love to shoot guns.
I know. I can tell you do. But I then I'm wearing your face. Yeah. I love shooting guns. Yeah. No, you do. You have that.
Then I'm sitting here like,
but you're
floral shirt dress.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But you're very balanced. But you feel very balanced too. And you just, okay, yeah, good. You're in a really good place. I feel like you're really blossoming right now. Just watch yourself blossom.
I feel
yeah,
it
I'm
too.
Telling you this. And once this, I said like a year, but don't think anything of that. It could be 6 months. I don't know. Whenever you know you're done with this little hole that still wants to close up, just know you're going to gain so much wisdom as this is happening. And it's all for your purpose and that you chose because you came here to help. You know what I mean? You came here to help this world. You're a blessing to this world. And thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for being here. And thank you for being on my show.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you're here because I feel like with everything going on right now, everyone is on edge and feeling super down. I know you said that you were feeling super down these past few days. So was I. I think that was just the collective that we're all feeling, whether they're aware of it or not. So I love to have some positive energy coming on my show in this specific time.
Thank you.
So if you want to just, you know, tell the listeners again where they can find you, and especially on the YouTube, because I do find that super interesting.
Yeah. And yeah. Then, and I just,
take as much time as you need.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. So, first of all, just say my memoir, Here Comes Trouble, about my quantum awakening, my misdiagnosis of bipolar, my learning that I, you know, had psychic abilities and have the capabilities to channel, my learning to heal myself without medicine, like just all the, it's about, psychedelics, all sorts of magic, all this fun stuff we've been talking about. It's publishing June 21st and the audiobook's going to be lit. There's going to be extra activations in the audiobook. I will probably be crying in it. And, then I did this, started this YouTube channel, which my spirit guides were like, you have to do this. And, because the healing, it's an opportunity for healing, but it's fun. I actually don't even do meditations or anything. I channel these things. So I channel the music. I'm playing on my keyboard. I have this badass keyboard. It's a Nord Stage 2. It's the Ferrari of keyboards. It has all these effects on it. So I literally create sound frequencies and cadences that help deepen whatever we're talking about. And I'm doing fun things like astral projection. I'm doing meet your spirit guides, meet ascended masters, learn how to use the violet flame, learn how to protect yourself from psychic attacks. I just posted my loving kindness meditation that helped me awaken. I'm doing 5-minute aura cleanses. I'm doing a positive energy. Like if you want positive vibes for the morning in 2 minutes, you stuff like that. Like I'm just having fun with it. Expect me to probably say some weird, funny things, you know, it's a journey. And, I hear it, people just love it. And they're like, I've never done meditations like these. So cool. If I can do that again to help people, then I'm doing it. There's like 20 up there now and they're just going to get better. So,
well, I know, for me, you definitely resonated with me when I heard it. I hope you do the same for my listeners and you can come back anytime for a little dose of hopium and just interesting channeling messages from the Galactic Federation.
Thank you. I would love to come back on. I'd love to come back on in June when my book publishes, or like right around that. Yeah, that'd be great.